This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and as you can see, my voice is going a little bit again. Seems like this is an occupational hazard, but I'm grateful for it because that means I am talking to you guys a lot and talking to my fat loss fast track folks a lot. So I am totally okay with that. And it works out today because today is going to be one of the motivational mini-sodes. We've done a bunch of them before, kind of like a turbo episode. Sometimes we just need a little fuel, right? A little fire, a little passion that we can listen to when we need it. A shorter episode that we can have on standby when we need a little kick in the pants, right? Episode 117 was one of the first motivational minisodes that I put out back in December of 2015 to kick off the new year, to kind of get it in gear. And honestly, that has been one of the most popular episodes of the Primal Potential Podcast. People refer to it as the Do It Anyway episode, and that hashtag has been floating around ever since. A lot of people listen to that episode, 117. On a regular basis. I'll link to that in the show notes for those of you that haven't listened to that. I think that's one that really helps people get fired up, stay fired up, and refocus on their goals. You know, I want to challenge you today. I really believe that if all of us, myself included, if we look back on all the months, all the weeks, all the years even, where we didn't really do the work, or we didn't really stay consistent, we know without a shadow of a doubt that if we had done the work, if we had been consistent, we would be in a totally different place right now. Not even just related to our fat loss goals, related to our finances or our relationships or our career or our homes. If we had done the work instead of continuously putting it off and making excuses and making exceptions, we would be in a very different place. It's kind of like those highway signs that say, if you lived here, you'd be home by now. If we had done the work all the times we thought about it, if we had been consistent every single time we thought about it, practiced self-discipline over and over and over, our goals would be achieved by now. And that kind of stings a little bit. It hurts. It hurts for me too, right? When I look back at how many times I gave up on myself, how many times I indulged in things that just were not worth it, who knows where I would be right now if I hadn't done all of that. But here's the question. Are you still there, right? Are you going to look back a month from now on today and think, ugh, if I had just done the work, if I had just stopped making excuses, right? Or have you left that behind? Are you still waffling? Are you still not bringing your best effort? Whatever your goal is, whatever you want to achieve, I want you to ask yourself, are you bringing your best effort? If you had to rate your overall effort and consistency on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you fall overall? And I want you to ask yourself, what if? Seriously, I don't want you to just smile and nod as you drive along and, you know, listen to this. No. What if you gave your best effort, your level 10 effort for the next 30 days? Where would you be in 30 days? How much stronger would you feel in 30 days of your best effort? How much easier would the hard things be, would the tough things be after 30 days of your best effort consistency? How much momentum would you create? How much more confidence would you have? Can it be done? I mean, we all know how insanely fast 30 days flies by. I mean, geez, it's May already, right? Is it possible to say, enough excuses, enough exceptions, enough already? I am going to give level 10 effort for the next 30 days because I am worth it, because I've wasted enough time, I've made enough excuses to last a lifetime, and it's time to do the work. No more games. Now, here's the thing. You define what level 10 effort is for you, and if you haven't done that, you should. You need to. You can't bring your level 10 effort if you don't know what that is. And every day you're going to talk yourself into a different degree of level 10 effort unless you set those standards. You need to know what that is. Define it so that you don't have to think about it every day. You've defined what level 10 effort is for you, and now you just have to execute. What is your best? What are you really capable of? What is your level 10? I mean, I think we'd all agree that we would pretty much be unstoppable if we brought our level 10 effort every day. But why don't more people do this? Why? Can you imagine all that you would prove to yourself, how excited you'd be, how much progress you would make if you did that for 30 days, how much easier it would become? Who cares if nobody else does it? Who cares if everybody else around you is making constant excuses and exceptions? Who cares if you have been making excuses and exceptions every day for years? Just decide and do it. You can do anything for 30 days, and this would be a game changer. The past is done. It's over. I tell my Fat Loss Fast Track groups all the time that you don't need to and you shouldn't judge what you can do based on what you have done. What you've been doing, the waffling, the excuse making, the inconsistency, it has no bearing on what you do today or for the next 30 days unless you decide to keep repeating yourself. Today is a totally blank slate. So you were lazy yesterday. You were lazy for the last 30 years. Who cares? That doesn't mean you have to be lazy today. You make that choice. You're in control of that. So you give in to temptation, right? You've done that every day for the last 10 years. Who cares? It doesn't mean you have to do it today. What you've done in the past has no bearing on what you can do today unless you decide to make that same choice. Today is your blank slate. You want to be strong and unstoppable today? Great. Be strong and unstoppable today. The only reason you can't is if you decide not to, if you keep putting it off, if you focus on all the reasons you can't, you shouldn't, or it's hard. That perspective of why you can't, why you shouldn't, why it's hard, that's a choice. You don't have to make that choice. Today is a completely blank slate, and you can do whatever you want to do, whatever you decide to do. You can bring your level 10 effort. You can, you should, do it. Stop focusing on hard. Stop focusing on doubt. Stop focusing on fear or reservations or temptations. Focus on being unstoppable. Focus on being strong. Steel yourself against excuses, temptation, and be incredible. It's in you. It's absolutely in you. So what if you haven't chosen it in the past? Who cares? Do it now. Tell yourself, I tell myself these things all the time, I can do hard things. I will not underestimate myself. I am capable of this. I can do this. I am doing this because it will be a game changer, because there are no more valid excuses. I've used them all. Seriously, what would happen if you took advantage of the next 30 days to bring your level 10 effort to every single day? What if you didn't make an excuse for 30 days? How would that change your body? How would that change your mind? What if you cooked all your meals for the next 30 days? What would that do for your habits, for your body? Approach every single day like your life depends on the actions you take. I mean, dude, think about it. It does. Your life does depend on what you do today. There is no limitation that can keep you from a goal if that goal is followed by enough action. Seriously, whether you don't have enough time, you don't have enough resources, you're too old, you're too young, whatever, none of those things can possibly get in the way of a goal that is followed by enough action. But you have to take the action. There's no reward for talk. There's no reward for wanting it. You get it by doing the work. Stop wasting time. Stop creating a situation that leaves you with regrets. Claim your achievements. Fight for them. It'll make you happier, stronger, healthier. The time's gonna go by anyway. Why would you keep doing what you've been doing if you don't like what you've been getting? You know how that ends. You want more, and you can have more. It might not be easy, but stop focusing on all the limitations and just crush it. Just do it. The things that are worth having require that you fight for them, whether it's a body you love or a great relationship or a successful career. You're not going to drift there. You're not going to coast there. You've got to push. It's worth it. Claim it. Do it. Bring your best effort. You are worth this. You can have this. And it's going to take something more than what you've been doing. So do it. No more excuses. Where would you be in 30 days if you brought your level 10 effort every single day. And you know what? Don't wish for that. Don't be like, oh, that would be amazing. That would be great. That would be nice. I'm going to do it. I'm going to claim it. It is mine. There are no more valid excuses. This is mine. It doesn't matter what I've done in the past. That has no bearing on what I can do today unless I choose to do the same things. And I choose to do something different because I want to get something different. What I ate yesterday doesn't matter because what matters is what you do. What matters is what you decide to do as soon as this podcast ends. What are you going to do? How long is it going to be before you make another excuse or exception? Hopefully you won't. Hopefully you will grab a hold of this and say, enough. I'm doing more. I'm doing better. I'm changing. I'm creating something new. I've had years of excuses. I've had years of exceptions. I've had years of not bringing my level 10 effort. And I have a level 10 effort in me and I'm going to bring it. So bring it. Where could you be in 30 days if you brought your level 10 effort every single day, but you got to define that level 10 effort. Don't debate it every single day. Well, is this level 10? I mean, compared to like, you know, my level 2, you know, whatever. No, define it and then do it. Do it. You can do it. And some people will say, well, what about progress? What about degrees of improvement? Hey, that's an option. There's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But there's also nothing wrong with saying, I am going to fight for this with everything I have in me because I want to know what I'm capable of, because I want to make legitimate progress. I want to stop wishing and I want to start working. I want to stop making excuses and I want to start making change. It's up to you, right? It's what you're most comfortable with, but I can't tell you how many people are sick and tired of the way things have always been. So stop thinking about the way things have always been and start creating what you want, how you want things to be. You are as strong as you decide that you are. So be strong and let's go get this starting now. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.